Before leaving, please remember to make a contribution to all of my thousands of hours of work here, PayPal, Patreon, or fundraiser in the description below or on the China Rising Radio Sinoland article page. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Today's short article and podcast is entitled Following China Tech in its modern-day allegory, Huawei, you will be gobsmacked at how this country is zooming past the West in all phases. And it all started in 1949 with Mao Zedong. Pictured above, Urangla land led by Imperial Globocop Uncle Sam can huff, puff, and project its ersatz, quote, full spectrum dominance in trade, tech, and military all at once to try to blow down China's 5,000-year-old brick house. Sorry, as these three little Sino pigs will tell you, it was game over starting in 1949 with Mao Zedong. Here we go. China Rising Radio Sinoland fans may know that I started a second website, China Tech Newsflash, doing short videos about the Chinese people's amazing success in innovation and invention, hyperlink included in the article. They are free, short, sweet, well-produced, and very informative, blending in geopolitical analysis and what China Tech's relentless march means for the rest of the world, especially Urangla land, that being NATO, Europe, the Five Eyes, and Israel. After more than 100 clips, I had to accept the fact that I did not have enough hours in the day to keep up with it all. So I am maintaining on a daily basis, which in itself represents a lot of time, a hyperlink library that you can access and search. Added to your weekly favorite web links, you will not believe what's going on in Sinoland. And the title of that page is, I can't keep up, Baba Beijing and the Chinese nation are so unstoppably prolific with high-tech innovation, invention, infrastructure, space, and military that I've created a hyperlink library growing every day, which you can access 24/7, enjoy, and learn. And of course, the hyperlink is provided. During this evolution, my younger daughter graduated from Beijing Normal University and for a year worked with Huawei Europe, whereupon she is now getting a master's in big data analytics in Paris, which she plans on using with her Chinese BS in human resources. Bachelor of Science, of course, is what BS means. In this case, hearing some of her stories got me keenly interested in this amazing world's largest employee-owned corporation. Doing lots of reading and research, it slowly dawned on me that Huawei is the perfect allegory, not just for the West's attempts to crush China Tech, but Urangla land's futile attempts to maintain military, economic, financial, and innovation superiority over Sinoland. I can say with full confidence and in much knowledge that as Huawei goes, so goes the Chinese nation. This was especially true after I did several in-depth exposés on the U.S.-Canadian kidnapping of Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou in December 2018. Through her eventual release this year. Given this incredible correlation between Huawei and China, I also created and keep up a bilingual Huawei online library, which likely has the largest available collection of documents on the subject free to download. And it is simply called the Huawei Online Resource Collection. The biggest mistake that Urangla landers make in underestimating China Tech is that Urangla land began losing this race on 1 October 1949, when the Chinese nation was liberated by communism and socialism, forever relegating the Western-driven, quote, century of humiliation, as the Chinese call it, 1839 to 1949, to the dustbin of history. No, it did not start with Deng Xiaoping's miracle of the marketplace. That was simply Sinophase 2, and the world is now entering China's Sinophase number 3, which the rest of humanity cannot avoid, kicking and screaming all the way, when in fact it should embrace it, since Baba Beijing's multipolar, win-win, mutually beneficial, Confucius, Taoist, Buddhist, Datong vision for our pale blue dot is our greatest hope. The second colossal failure of imagination outside China, thanks to Yeranglo Land's incredibly efficient brainwashing big lie propaganda machine, the BLPM, is that this century, as the, quote, sick man of Asia, represents the entirety of China's 5,000-year history. Supposedly inept, inefficient, primitive, poor, backward, and corrupt. Before 1839, China was the preeminent economic, military, agricultural, infrastructural, and technological global behemoth, going back 3 millennia before the birth of Jesus Christ. The third grotesque misreading of history is that the Mao era, 1949 to 1978, was a total political, social, and technological catastrophe, only making the poor Chinese even poorer and more backward than they already previously were. Yet, you don't, one, double the population, double life expectancy, triple the literacy rate, stop all famines for the first time in 2,000 years of annual recorded flood drought history, increase the GDP 600%, increase agricultural production 300%, bring the country's communication and infrastructure into the 20th century after being raped and plundered for 100 years by the United States and the rest of the West, create an industrial revolution that was bigger and faster than those of Britain, Germany, and Japan and the U.S., launch intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs, with nuclear warheads, launch satellites into space, develop Chinese popular consultative consensual democracy to its limits, steeling the people to resist every and all Western attempts to intoxicate and overthrow their communist socialist way of life and into the 22nd century. Wow. All of this and more in 29 years, one generation, during this time in which the capitalist West completely shut the Chinese out of global trade and finance, creating the Sino-Soviet split, Korean and Vietnam wars on the country's borders to try to frustrate, bankrupt, and overthrow it, all to no avail. When Mao Zedong died in 1976, Deng's Phase 2 started in 1978 to 1980, the Chinese were just getting warmed up, while brainwashed Yeranglolanders had no idea what was really heading their way. Post-World War II, Westerners have been choking on the most egregious, self-deluding, hubristic, imperial balderdash. Thus, they will go down crashing in Sino flames in the not-too-distant future, waking up one morning wondering what the hell happened. I mean, is it true? I thought we were going to be number one forever. Anyone who reads the China Trilogy knows better. Already getting a fun, easy, adventuresome honorary PhD in Chinese studies. They can now prepare themselves and protect their loved ones since they understand China's 1.4 billion citizens, how they think and work, who are driving all of us into the 22nd century in every way imaginable, be it governance, trade, or technology. And there's a link here. Look who is praising the China Trilogy. The votes are in. It R-O-C-K-S rocks. What are you waiting for? If you want to keep honing your Sino chops for an up-to-date, easy postgraduate diploma in all things your future, simply sign up for the free China Rising Radio Sinoland Substack email alerts. And there's the widget. Thank you. This is Jeff J. Brown signing out. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
China Rising Radio Sinoland and China Tech News Flash signing out. Please make a contribution to all of my hard work. Thank you.